Hey, C3 family, I hope you're having a great Wednesday. Today, the 27th of May.
Well, we're in James chapter 2 today, reminding you that this is a book that was written by Jesus' brother or half-brother, James. It is another wonderful chapter here in chapter 2 for Christian living. Now, the first question that we see here in chapter 2 is about showing favoritism. Now, you can read this part of this chapter, and I think this is so applicable to today. We see this happen all the time in our society. We see people with higher stature get the perks. We see people with higher stature get the attention. We see them get moved up in the proverbial line in our society, don't we? With this part, as you read today, I want to encourage you to ask yourself, do I treat people who have less or who are seen as less like I should? Do I look down my nose at the poor or at the weak, or at those who are not elevated or special in society's eyes? You know, I think we're trained to do that so often. We're trained to look at the hierarchy of people based on their gifts and their money and what they do and what they don't do and how talkative they are and how annoying they are and all of those things, and we are encouraged to rank them and their value based on those things. And that is something that James talks about that I think all of us need to keep in mind as followers of Jesus. Do you treat everybody the same? I don't think any of us can honestly say we treat everybody the way they should be treated. That's a goal. It should be all of our goals. But I know that there are times that I look at how I even give someone my attention, and I'm ashamed at how I have handled myself, because we're all children of God. God loves us all the same. And God does not put a value on us that differs based on our gifts, abilities, or income. So let's keep that in mind. I want to read verses 14 to 18 to you today. And I got a little ahead of myself yesterday talking about faith and deeds. I had forgotten this is in chapter 2 instead of 1. But this is good because I shared with you yesterday that good deeds never save anybody. Nobody's ever gotten their salvation secured by doing good deeds. Being good does not get us to heaven. But James talks about something really important here, because also we're not to get our salvation secured and then do nothing with it. Christians are to be the leaders in good deeds. Listen to this, verse 14 and following. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. And then he says, show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You see, our deeds, the things we do, are signs of who we belong to. They are signs that we are followers of Jesus Christ. Christians should be the most generous, thoughtful, and compassionate people of anyone. We should be the first to step in and help. We should be the first to show compassion. And oftentimes, we kind of keep to ourselves and we keep our things and we keep our times and we protect our time and our resources, but we are to be the most generous. We are to be the most servant-hearted. Are you a servant? Are you a servant of people? Are you giving? Are you generous? Are you compassionate? Are you able to show empathy? Not just sympathy where you know that somebody and you understand that somebody hurts, but empathy that you feel their hurt with them. Do you have that kind of love in your heart? That's what God wants from us. So remember, once you belong to Christ, deeds are important. They don't get you saved, but they are a sign of who we belong to. Take that into mind today as you walk through your day, because I bet you run into somebody today who needs you. They need your comfort. They need your affirmation. They need your confirmation. They need maybe resources that you have. They need your encouragement. And God will put those people in front of you, because faith without deeds is dead.